night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Lord, you have made so many things. How wisely you made them all. The earth is filled with your creatures. There is an ocean large and wide where countless creatures live, large and small. The ships sail on it, and in it plays Leviathan, that sea monster which you made. All of them depend on you to give them food when they need it. You give it to them, and they eat it. You provide food, and they are satisfied. When you turn away, they are afraid. When you take away your breath, they die and go back to dust from which they came. But when you give them breath, they are created. You give new life to the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord be happy with what he has made. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they pour out smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. As long as I live, I will sing praises to my God. May he be pleased with my song, for my gladness comes from him. May sinners be destroyed from the earth. May the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
There were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from all the nations under the heaven. When this sound happened, the crowd came together and were confused, because each one of them heard them speaking in their own language. They were astounded and amazed, saying, "Look, all these people are speaking. Aren't they Galileans? How do we each hear in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and those who dwell in Mesopotamia, and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and Roman visitors, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own languages the great things of God." They were all amazed and greatly perplexed, one saying to another, "What's all this about?" But others said mockingly, "They are full of sweet wine."
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 13. "Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, 'Jesus be cursed.' And no one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder which phrase from today's readings hit home the most powerfully for you today. Was it the image of a rushing violent wind? Was it the tongues of fire? Was it the gifts of the Spirit in the Corinthians reading? Or perhaps, more likely, like me, it was the opening line from the Acts reading, when the day of Pentecost had come. They were all together in one place. They were all together in one place. Amazing. The idea of being gathered together in one place is almost anathema to us. Some unconscious aligning of the virus with the person who is getting too close, yet at the same time being close is something we have an urge to do, to be. We feel the magnetic pull, even to strangers, as we try to maintain our social distance. If nothing else, this crisis should teach us that we need one another, that we need to have physical connection, that we need to care for each other, that indeed is how we care for ourselves. Being proudly self-sufficient, defiantly individualistic, self-congratulatingly egocentric will not make us happy. We are made to reach out to each other and to reach out to God, to receive from one another and to receive from him. So we yearn together, to be together in one place. Maybe we can start to do that this week, but maybe not. However, our readings bring together two different aspects of the coming of the Holy Spirit. The together experience is about the wind blowing, a rushing, violent wind, not just a gentle breeze, and about tongues of fire, not just warm, glowing lights. This is the Spirit as the great disruptor, the orchestrator of huge change. The other experience is of the present Jesus, who we'll hear of in the Gospel reading, breathing the Holy Spirit onto, into his followers, bringing peace to each individual. I hope in the midst of our present crisis that you can be open to receiving God's healing spirit and can be at peace. Too easily anxiety can overwhelm us and fear become rooted in our thoughts and behaviours. Don't wish for peace, or even try to summon up enough willpower to decide is the thing to do. Just decide to accept the peace that God offers and then receive it. For we are all part of something so much greater, and yet we're not just a cog in the machine. We each have significance, and all of us, each of us, are loved by God. And he will come to us wherever we are, and when we meet together again, he will manifest himself in greater glory as we release our praises and thanks to him. Let us then go beyond just receiving. Let us go forward reacting, to being willing to be vulnerable, open to the Holy Spirit sweeping into our lives and the lives of our communities. The writer of Luke and Acts uses the "in one place" lines a few times, seemingly not just to geographically locate the followers, but also, as we might use the saying, on the same page. The followers were all of one mind, he is saying. They're in the same place. They've spoken, they've shared, and they're thinking in the same sort of way. Whether together or separate, we can be on the same page because we can communicate. And we can be on the same page as Jesus, the page of faith and commitment. And whatever language we can speak of hope and peace and of love. You will notice in the Gospel reading, I hope, that Jesus' granting of the Holy Spirit comes with a caveat. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. We can now allow ourselves to be mystified by that statement, and then we don't have to worry about it, do we? We can think it was a message just for those first followers. After all, it's rather like that bit about Peter and the keys. We might want to then categorise it as an official churchy sort of thing. Alternatively, of course, we can choose to simply accept it as a message to each of us concerning forgiveness. Yes, surely we can. Where do we hold on to bitterness? Where do we hold on to resentment? Why would we want to continue doing that? For it's only allowing the past to define our present and our future. It's only allowing it to define our very identity. Let it go. Knock down the wall. Build the bridge. Open the door to a new beginning, a fresh start. What release! What possibilities! The crowd, the individuals, receiving the Spirit. In the excitement of the gathering, in the quietness of a gathering, together and alone, embraced by the living God, filled with the Spirit, and able to embrace others in hope and peace and love. What joy! As we wait in silence, fill us with your Spirit. As we listen to your word, fill us with your Spirit. I've got to rearrange my life. as we worship you in majesty. Fill us with your Spirit. I've got to as we long for your refreshing, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your renewing, fill us with your Spirit. I've got to keep my memories aside. As we long for your equipping, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your empowering, fill us with your Spirit. The God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for God to fill us with his Spirit. Generous God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we may be strengthened to serve you better. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit.
We thank you for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to make us wise to understand your will. Lord, come to bless us.
And fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the peace of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to keep us confident of your love wherever you call us. Lord, come to bless us.
And fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the healing of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness and sorrow. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to equip us for the work which you have given us. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to reveal in our lives the love of Jesus. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the breath of your Holy Spirit given us by the risen Lord. We ask you to keep the whole church living and departed in the joy of eternal life. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. Be with us, Spirit of God. Nothing can separate us from your love. Breathe on us, breath of God.
Fill us with your saving power.
Speak in us, wisdom of God.
Bring strength, healing, and peace.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Let us praise and bless God forever.
Generous God, you sent your Holy Spirit upon your Messiah at the River Jordan and upon your disciples in the upper room. In your mercy, fill us with your Spirit.
Hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
Jesus.
God Almighty, pour upon us your Spirit, and set us on fire with love for you, that we may bring forth the fruits of love, joy, and peace, and live to the praise of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Holy Gospel is written in John chapter 20, beginning at the 19th verse. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you the life he gives. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the Eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord. May the Spirit who set the Church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.